Fuck.
Oh, that was awesome.
All right, so let's just keep it. Let's keep it going. In case you're just joining us. All right, so this one is now we can just talk right specifically to our patrons. Hi, you two.
Yep. Hi. Hi. If you haven't already retracted your funds.
No bueno.
I figure if any show is going to make us lose sponsors, it's this one. We didn't even talk about our sponsor. Damn it. We could have worked Spunk Lube into our abortion bit.
Hey, let's go back.
Let's go back. They're probably glad we didn't.
We could have worked our sponsor into our abortion bit.
They already sent us the product. It's not like they can take it back. Oh, shit.
Get the fetus out quicker with Spunk Lube. God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It'll slide right out. Oh, fuck. That was an interesting episode, wasn't it?
Yeah. See what the reception's like on that one.
I have a feeling.
I think there has to be a line where people are like, all right. I just, no. Uh-uh. You know what? I'll go on this journey with you, but only up to this point.
Yeah, I think it was when you suggested that we get a known serial killer to sell off baby to a pedophile ring.
Is that the point? Is that? Oh, all right, cool. Now that I know where the cliff is, I can walk it back from there.
fuck.
I don't even want to do any of these stories because it seems like it'll take away from what we're doing.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Oh, shit.
We can do whatever the fuck we want. We can. Don't.
Oh, man.
We should figure out a way to get. I wonder how we could get my HR lady on the show, but then not give away that she's my HR lady. Because eventually,
I think you just gave it away.
Yeah, but nobody's listening. This is paid.
You know they can go back if they pay money, right?
Nobody that's going to pay money to listen to this shit is going to turn us in. So, just tell everybody where you work.
All right. I work at Diane's Groceries or whatever that place is called.
Yeah, we're not going to get a retweet from that band. That's for sure.
Maybe they got a sense of humor.
Oh yeah, I doubt it. You can't forget to drop that song in.
Oh shit! They want us to. Oh,
can you imagine that? what their show is gonna or what their band is associated with?
Oh, I just hope they have a sense of humor.
Nobody has this kind of sense of humor but us.
That was a great show. We had a whole list of things on the board, and we literally went over none of them.
We didn't do the white sensitivity video.
Oh, I liked that one, too.
The Nazi restaurant.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Ours was more timely.
So what do you think?
I think that was probably the funnest show we've had. I don't know if it's going to be the best, but it was fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
It's either going to push people away or bring them in, I guess. Hopefully that's the first time anybody heard our show. Like, we had new listeners on this particular episode. I think that would be a good introduction to the show.
So that would be a good episode to actually spend some time editing, just because there was so some funny shit in there, and
yeah,
some of them took a long way to get there, but
some of them took a long way to get there. Yeah. Oh man.
All right, so what's next?
All right, I don't know. What do you want to do here? Patreon. You guys paid for this.
Tell us what you want.
Tell us what you want, or we ain't doing shit. Oh, man. We could talk about this school rapper.
No, we'll save that. That way we don't have to do any pre-work for next week's show.
Perfect.
You know what? I haven't checked. I'm going to see if we even have any patrons.
We haven't even recorded this episode, and they already know they're out.
Yeah, we still got a couple.
Woohoo!
You
want to read some more from this Trans Health Manifesto?
No, let's do one story just so there's some content other than us talking about how funny we were in the last. White sensitivity video. We have merch.
Men, women, work hours. Did you read that?
Oh, let's do that one. Or, fuck. Are we ever going to do a show in the middle of the week?
I don't know. Yes, but I can say yes, and it doesn't really mean anything. You can just answer yes to anything, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Who's Right Podcast?
Oh, Jesus.
Live here in the studio.
Studios. Live here in the studios.
You remember, when we first started this, I don't give a fuck about doing any stories. You remember, remember we were talking early on that we were going to rent some studio space to actually have a podcast studio to work out of?
Yep.
Idiots.
What a mistake that would have been. I still think we should. I think you should rent a space. Move all your shit. Rent like a 3,000 square foot warehouse. Move
all just your shit. A folding just table right in the middle of it.
Just a folding table, your computer, and a microphone. So, don't even get power run to it or anything. Just run it all off the battery on your laptop.
The place that I work at, you know, every once in a while something happens where there's trying to figure out what I can say and what I can't say, but they have a, what's that? Not an impact, a presence. They have a presence on social media.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to kick around the idea of we could sponsor something that they, I just want to see our logo on something that goes viral.
How the fuck would that work without you losing your job?
I don't know. I haven't worked it out yet.
Maybe I could do the same thing, you think?
Yes.
Just the idea of that is funny.
How could we do it?
On the sly. We could do it on the sly.
Hmm. All right. Anyway.
We need to get dedicated fans to...
Yep, right. I'll stop you right there.
All right. I really like that we're pushing this whole Who's Right Navy thing. That's so funny to me.
It's so stupid.
It is stupid. It's great, though.
John talked about the... he said, I can't believe it, but the Who's Right Navy actually has its own Twitter account now.
Isn't that awesome?
You don't do anything with it, though, trying to gain followers or anything, do you?
It's not me.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You told me it was you.
I was fucking lying. It's not me.
Are you serious?
Have you been on it? It's just somebody arguing with a bunch of people.
Are you serious that it's not you? You promise?
Yeah. Well, I ain't promising shit.
Okay, so it is you.
So it is you. It's not me, man. Have you been on it and looked at what they're doing?
No.
You should. It's funny. They're just arguing with people about just stupid shit.
You promise on your kid's life that it's not you.
You promise on your kid's life. I wouldn't promise anything to you on my kid's life. Oh, shit. You're looking right now, aren't you?
I know it's you.
How would you? How? How could you possibly know that?
Because you misspelt defense.
I did? I mean...
There, gotcha.
I never said anything about defense.
Do you know why I know it's you?
Why do you know it's me?
Because we exchanged the same picture.
Somebody else could have found it.
I didn't put this picture out. And it's now your profile picture.
All right. Well, don't say that on the show. Our patrons can know that, but don't say that on the show.
What about the 20 followers of those, right, Navy?
Right. I'm up to 20 now.
So I noticed that the Twitter name is Navy Who. Was Who's Right Navy taken?
It was auto-generated. I just didn't care. I mean, I'm assuming it was auto-generated and they didn't care.
Oh, fuck. Of course it's you. The first thing I see, I don't care what you do for a living. I would love a reasoned discussion. I just think that you are defending racism. This situation is terrible all around, from the bakery to the reparations hour. You're right. It's just Anthony with a different name.
Nope. Not me.
You have no interest in promoting the show. You're just trying to argue with people.
Yeah. It's not me.
The amount of thought that you put into being a dickhead, why don't you put that into helping promote the show?
Because I don't. I put no thought into being a dickhead. It comes naturally.
How's our subreddit going?
It's non-existent. Because Reddit is impossible to advertise on. I've been banned from several several subreddits just for posting our fucking link to our show.
But you posted it in the fucking dumbest places that have no relevance to what we talk about.
Right. And they banned me, so fuck them. Fuck all of Reddit.
I see you guys are debating about the right style of dog food to use. What do you think
What do you think about abortion? Check out our podcast.
What do you think about serial killers giving up free abortion?
Oh, shit.
All right, are we done?
I think we started out done. Was that worth a buck?
How much do we have to talk to make it worth a buck?
Actually, it's not even a buck. You get four a month, so it's 25 cents. I think we talked 25 cents worth.
Could you imagine that somebody's sitting, we're having the same conversation in a room, and somebody's listening there and just says, you know what, here's a quarter. That's how much your time was worth to you.
Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Just like flicking nickels at us.
Wait a minute. What'd you say?
I said they were flicking nickels at us while we were talking.
I misunderstood that.
flipping their nipples?
Nope.
All right.
A different N-word.
Nastrix?
Right.
Right.
You can't just throw them at us.
Bye.
Did you know that you're familiar with if I was to say you want to go outside and play bags, you know what that means, right?
Yeah, we'll probably end up playing bags tonight.
Do you know what they call it here?
Cornhole.
Yep.
That's like the official name of it. Cornhole.
You know what I hear? You know what I think of every time I hear that?
Gay sex.
Yep. Let's go out and cornhole us some drunks.
Yeah, right, because I think the same thing. Fuck this asshole.
The South is fun.
I think my wife's cooking something. I gotta go.
Bye.
Either that or my house is on fire.